Hello.
Hola, what's up?
I had a call earlier from Tay Hamilton. He's going on about why was he offered the case if we knew that the Medicaid, and I said, listen, I'm like, this is the way it is. And I tried to explain to him over and over how it's not that we're going to get, because he's like, well, what happens to the money when it gets turned back on and nobody's been there? You just get to keep it? I'm like, that's not
Why
how
does
it
everyone
works.
think we get money
I
first?
don't know. I'm like, that's not how it works. I'm like, just like when you use your insurance to go to the doctor, they're not getting money from you before they bill the
No,
insurance
they get
company.
it a month later.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand why these people think that. But he wants to speak to you. I think he just wants to get a broader understanding. I don't know if Tamika's calling these people and asking them to work outside of the scope of our agency
She says
because,
she would, but she doesn't realize
okay.
what it's going to cost her.
Yeah, and I said, and I was like, listen, I said, we can't guarantee that you're going to get paid. She's
So
like, he's like, yeah, what happened?
last night I had Nina call her. I talked to her first, but she was hysterical. So I had Nina call her and tell her, listen, I double-checked the waiver while she was on the phone. Waiver and Medicaid are both terms,
Yeah,
right?
and still, I still looked. I looked just now.
Yeah, I know. I checked this morning also.
Yeah.
So I told her, it's like she started just crying and trying to blame people. Why didn't you tell me earlier? So I said, you know, you get notices in the mail for months before this happens. And she started crying about the mail. Listen, at the end of the day, it's her fault because she didn't renew his Medicaid. That's the bottom line.
And her service coordinator's fault, because they get notifications too, I'm sure, right?
Nope.
Oh.
No, some of the MCOs, like UPMC, are on top of
Yeah.
eligibility, but the Keystone reps know nothing.
All right.
Then she claims, she kept telling me over and over that the county assistant told her services are not supposed to stop, it's illegal, and that anyway, everything's going to be fine. So I told her last night, or I told Nita to tell her, this is what you do. You go to the county assistant, and you either get them on the phone with a direct line and a name and title, and they can tell me we will
Yeah.
backdate with no break in eligibility. Or get me a written note signed by someone with their name, title, and phone number that his insurance will be backdated to 2-8 with no break in eligibility, and I will continue services until the discharge date is removed. Right? Until the insurance removes the discharge date or whatever. I said, but barring that, I can't service because I have no way of getting paid.
Yeah. All right. Well, he wants to speak to somebody. Because he said he's been considering working with them, even at the risk of. I said, just so you know, I said, we have to tell you this because there's
I
no
wouldn't,
guarantee of
no.
payment.
Don't let him work. I don't, we don't fool around with this type of thing. With the family caregiver,
Yeah.
right, then we do this, but we warn them, depending on the situation, what the story is going to be. With a
Yeah.
non-family caregiver, yank services. That's it.
Well, that's, yeah.
You're
Can you?
not supposed to, because you can't tell someone work and we might pay you. Even though you dress it up as there's no guarantee, there's this,
Yeah.
you can't actually say that. If he works, he gets paid by us. It has nothing to do with whether we get
Yeah.
paid or not.
Okay. Yeah.
But with a family case, right, where they
They're
want
going to be
that,
there anyway. Yeah.
right, then
Understood.
we explain to them, here's the situation. Right now your insurance has XYZ problem. We may not be able to service, but because of all the moving parts, we don't know. So we're advising you now that if you decide to work, right, we will retroactively pay you, but at the moment we are unsure if we can employ you at this case for this time. So whatever you do is your own decision, but we're going to need, but if you decide, but right, but if you are confident that they're going to backdate it, then go ahead and work and we'll deal with it when it comes back. That's only in a family case. On a non-family case, it's yanked immediately. There's no questions.
And she said she was going to call them, though, right?
She said that how much is it going to cost out of pocket because she can't handle it. And I said,
Yeah.
I mean, you want to just pay cash, then that's your thing.
Yeah.
to do it like an agency does it? I mean,
I said that, you know, if you go there and anything happens, God forbid, we're you're not covered as an employee for us because we're telling you not to go.
You're not doing it as an employee of Family Circle.
Yeah, because that
is not your current shift. So he's mad that he doesn't have work.
I don't know. I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like he's very confused. I don't know if Tamika called him, and that's why he's like.
All right, if I get a chance, I'm gonna call him. But as I told you last night, it's a crazy day for me.
I hear you. I forgot. I'm so sorry. I forgot all about that. All right.
I'm not promising, but I'll do my best.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Bye.
Bye.